We'll give it some sort of an intro. Hello, everyone. We are in a talk with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Av. Hello, everyone. On the backdrop of the corona crisis that's happening in the world, several questions have come up. I'd like to begin with a recurrent response of people who hear you and are saying, it sounds like Dr. Lightman doesn't really care about the thousands of dead people. He relates to them as, okay, so people die anyway in the world. Doesn't he have any compassion? Why is he speaking this way about people? Rav, I don't understand this. Why do we have children? They'll die. So what do? We celebrate when a child is born. Celebrate what? You do something that in the end there is death. While here we see that this coronavirus is doing good things. It's cleaning up the world. Let's do a different calculation. Because the coronavirus stopped the technological development, how much air pollution, water pollution, how much fossil fuel would have been burned, how much by that did we save in terms of human lives? I think far, far more than people who were, as opposed to people who were already sick and weak, and especially elderly, who died as a result of complications from the coronavirus. So I think that if we do the real calculation, the result will not be negative with regard to that virus. I think it brought humanity, even now, it kept in terms of death rate and other elements of life healthier, more than it did harm. So I would like to ask people to be a little more open-minded and open their eyes and open their minds, and then you'll see how wrong you are in your approach to the virus. I relate to it as to a medicine, cure. Dudi, I'd like you to open our eyes and see things the way you do. There's all kinds of stories about clear skies, clear waters, suddenly rare birds that have appeared. Where does this reconstruction of nature lead us? To a new and enlightened world, on condition that we understand the opportunity that the coronavirus is opening up to us. What is it doing? It says, sit and do nothing better. Don't do anything. What you've done from dawn to dusk, everyone all around the world was only harmful to nature. And now you will sit and do nothing, and you will see what is happening in the world without man's terrible interference. Dudi, is this a result of our sitting at home, that we're sitting at home and doing nothing, or does it reflect something more internal? Rav, it's best for nature, to all of humanity, that you sit at home and do nothing. Dudi, then why does nature need us? Rav, that's a different question. But not what you were doing, because you've been working according to your ego, sucking out from nature what you could in order to exploit nature and people, and what for? Completely needlessly, in the end. only to harm yourself and others. So now nature is trying to teach you what your correct behavior should be. Dudi, how are swans in the Venice canals related to us? Rabbi Leitman, nature is integral. So it turns out that in a world that is all one system, if you move one thing in one place, you can be certain that you are causing reaction in every other place. So it turns out that if you calm yourself down in some place, all of a sudden, wolves appear, rabbits, nature calms down. I'm telling you, you will see. We'll see if there will be hurricanes this year. Will there be forest fires? You will see that nature will calm down. And the air and the water and this noise, nothing. Don't send planes into the air. Don't send ships, ocean liners to send merchandise, commodities that are totally useless, only to add billions to several pockets. And you will see that the world will be beautiful and good. We will begin to get the feeling of life from new values. Dudi, but is this the goal? Good ecology? Good climate? Good air? Dr. Leitman, no, of course not. I'm not Greta. It doesn't work this way. But the relation to nature as our home that we have to keep and preserve, this we need to have. This is number one. Number two, how does it help us? Not at all. We only get sicker, more degradable. There's no point to it, no benefit in this. We need to scrutinize among us what is the purpose of creation, the purpose of life, the purpose of our development, and are we advancing according to it? Because we see that nature has a plan of development. Are we following that plan? Another question. How do you begin to develop sensitivity to nature, to its language? How do we begin to hear what it wants from us? Dr. Leitman, this is what we learn. We learn it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because nature in Gematria, which is Hebrew numerology, in Gematria it is God, nature. So we have to accept nature as a higher force in which we live. It gives birth to us and governs us, our thoughts and desires too. And if we react incorrectly, then we begin to feel all kinds of pressures from nature, which are forces that complement and compensate. And in this way, nature governs us and wants to balance us, rebalance us. And we have to justify that balance eventually. That's the purpose of a development. So look what the coronavirus is doing to us. It's telling us how we should behave with one another. It does it by force. And this is how we advance. Dudi, with regard to the still vegetative inanimate, the coronavirus is clearly showing the results. Toward the speaking level, we don't see the connection. It doesn't point to it. Dr. Leitman, man, a person has to come to a situation where he connects positively to other people in a manner of mutual help. And as it says, to be good kids. the way our parents taught us, not to use our egos wildly, unreservedly. And this way we will advance. I don't see any problem for people today to understand that we can't keep progressing as we have been. We were already talking about a world war or a great crisis, really about the end of the world. There was a feeling that we have nowhere to advance anymore, nothing more to present, but only something terrible, horrible is approaching. So if we think this way, that we've reached a dead end. So I think what is happening now, we can see that it's a cure. In the health ministry, they prepared 1,000 beds for coronavirus patients, another more ventilators, and we don't see the end. There's a prediction that the peak of the epidemic might come only next winter. Do you see, as a Kabbalist, the end of the coronavirus? Dr. Lightman, we can stop the corona and turn it into good progress only through our good connections. The purpose of this plague of corona is to clean the area between us from egoistic relationships, to stop our egoistic relationships. And if we stop that and learn how to connect positively among people, we will not need all those ventilators and other medical assistance. Dudi, is the corona a punishment? The corona is the revelation of the bad in our relationships between us, and it's not a punishment, it's a correction. It's a medicine. It cleans up humanity. Look what's happening. How nature today, we've only been about a month into not using the bad things we've been doing in our lives. And look at how nature is already beginning to celebrate. Our nature is happy. Everyone's developing. Birds, trees, water, the air. Soon we will see a completely different world, something we're not used to. All of a sudden, you'll go out to the street. They'll let you go to the street. You'll go out and you'll see, what a world. Not because I was in my room. It's because I've never seen it like that. Because I was born into a filthy world, polluted. And how I lived. And it'll be like that everywhere. Dudi, I don't understand why you're so excited about birds tweeting and blue skies. Why are you appreciating nature so much? Dr. Lightman, I see in this a result of man's good attitude to the environment, the still vegetative and animate, and also people, the speaking level. If we relate that way to all of nature as one system, one mechanism, we will be able to feel from nature that it's a higher force, that nature in Gematria is God. And that it's a higher force that controls us and is directing us to life in harmony with it and with the upper force that is hidden inside nature. Dudi, so when nature is balanced and birds are tweeting and the swans are swimming in Venice, does that mean that we, Dr. Lightman, it means I'm approaching nature correctly. it's still far from feeling the upper force in it, the one unique and unified force that acts on all levels and manners of nature. But I'm already getting closer to it. So correct ecology, from our perspective, is an expression of our good relationships between human society and nature? Dr. Lightman, not exactly. It's not enough, but it's in that direction. It's in that direction. Dudi, in the new world, countries are separating from each other and closing themselves in their own territories. So the opposite of what you're talking about is happening. The opposite of connection is happening. Dr. Lightman, correct. We are so far from each other that and we're so hateful of each other that there's no end to it. We're on the verge of a world war that could erupt between us. And this is why that virus, the coronavirus, is that's coming and showing its control over us, is shaking up our humanity and stopping it from continuing the egoistic development. This is why we should look at it as a blessing. Duty is a world joint effort to solve the problem, a part of the new world. Dr. Lightman, if we want to connect among us correctly, then we are the strongest, highest force that we have in this world, and we'll be able to correct our situation and approach, come to a new world. Dudi, I want to ask from another angle. On one hand, you say, sit and do nothing, that's better. But what is happening at homes right now, the stress, staying at home, the fear of economic problems, is leading to mental, emotional stress. All kinds of domestic violence is happening. What do you suggest as a solution to this? Dr. Lightman, I suggest to all of our friends in Bnei Baruch to spread our material online wherever we can and try to reach every person. So that everyone will understand that what we receive now is an opportunity to come to an enlightened world, and we cannot miss out on this opportunity. Either nature's forces will force us aggressively to advance toward connection between us, or we will do it by our own force. But our future, now that we are living in the time of the last generation, is that we have to come to good connections among us, either through blows or consciously. Dudi, in spreading the awareness of connection and our being part of an integral system, just by reading it and understanding it and hearing about it, what, it'll relieve their stress, give them a sense of confidence, or what? Dr. Altman, of course, the more we know what we need to do, and the more we know the situation we are in, the system we live in, it'll open up all the opportunities for us, and we'll suddenly understand that this is the way we should live. And everything will be okay. Let's finish this corruption and live eternally, holy, in an enlightened world with clear knowledge what is happening to us, why we live here, etc., and so on. Dudi, why are we so stupid and not getting this principle? Dr. Lightman, our ego is not letting us, Dudi. It's not letting us see the truth. Let's move it away. This is why this virus came and is helping us a little bit. Dudi, more than the virus is concealed, our ego is more concealed and more cunning. Dr. Lightman, yes. Dudi, how do we hunt it? How do we catch it? Dr. Lichtman, only by learning the wisdom of Kabbalah and through our common efforts, we have to help each other. That's the way we do it. Another question from a different angle. The state of Israel is highly dependent on the U.S. in many ways. If the U.S. falls into an economic or political crisis, how can such a crisis impact Israel? Dr. Lichtman, I think there is higher providence, and it is in favor of Israel. If Israel advances a little bit toward realizing their agenda, their goal, their relation toward the world, then we don't need the United States or Europe. Rather, everyone will need us. Everyone will need us. And if we tend to the correction of the world, explaining to the world what is the goal of its development, then the world will have no choice. They'll be happy to follow us and support us, as it is written in Isaiah, that they will take the children of Israel on their shoulders and bring them to the mountain of the Lord. Dudi, another question. What does the Creator want from Italy? Dr. Lichtman, there are calculations with several countries, especially the several nations. I don't want to get into that, but there is a special relation at different times to the Italian people, the Spanish people, the German people, and others. I hope that we will still come quickly and nicely to the general end of correction, and we'll go through all those things. They, too, cannot avoid the blows unless they join the correction. They should try to connect above their egos into one system. Final question. There is an outburst of prayers for sick people, even atheists like doctors in Italy, even leaders all over the world are calling specifically on Israelis to pray. What is the right prayer that will help? Dr. Lichtman, why specifically Israelis? I don't know. They're turning to Israel. They're saying now Israel should do it. And the Pope talked about it, and there are other world leaders. It just came out of nowhere. Dr. Lichtman, yeah, out of this blow, they feel that Israel is a special force, special relation to the upper force. It's true. And we have to pray for the whole world. But even more than that, we have to pull the whole world to the upper force. We have to be the conduit connecting all of humanity to the upper force. And the fact that they are turning to us is like man, that they are giving us their lack for connection to the upper force. I see how it's happening. It's what we learned our whole lives in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that the nations of the world turn to Israel, and Israel have to turn to the Creator and get from the Creator all the help, the upper light, and pass it on to the nations of the world. This is how Israel should become a conduit between the nations of the world and the Creator. This is our role. So we've come to see how these things are actually happening in practice. Look what's happening. Look what we've come to. Did you think about that 2 or 3 months ago? The corona is a salvation. It's not a blow. In ecology, in health, fewer people are dying than in our previous way of life. In everything, it is a cure. It is a medicine. Let's wake up and begin to work together among us, and we will come to a healthy, beautiful, complete, and eternal world. It's all in front of us. So first of all, of course, pressure Israel to connect to the upper force and bring this connection to the whole world. This is our task. What is the right prayer of Israel? Dudi asks. Dr. Weitman, to be included with all the deficiencies of the nations and bring them to the Creator and ask of Him, give us an answer. How can we pass on to them health, the power of connection, the power of understanding and feeling that we're all one system and are connected to You, to get from the Creator this message and to know how to pass it on to the nations of the world, to be a conduit. Mutual responsibility. Avot. Dudi, thank you very much, Dr. Lettman, for your time. Dr. Lettman, I invite everyone to be together in our role, and let's save the world. Good luck.